Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Guard me, Adonai, from the hands of sinners. Rescue me from those who do evil. O cross of Christ, immortal tree, on which our Savior died, the world is sheltered by your arms that bore the crucified. From bitter death and barren wood, the tree of life is made. The branches bear unfailing fruit and leaves that never fade. O faithful cross, you stand unmoved while ages run their course. Foundation of the universe, creation's binding force. Give glory to the risen Christ, and to his cross give praise. The sign of God's unfathomed love, the hope of all our days. Amen. Even my friend, in whom I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has turned against me. O God, listen to my prayer. Do not hide from my pleading. Attend to me and reply. With my cares, I cannot rest. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me, they assail me with fury. Even my friend, in whom I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has turned against me. My heart is stricken within me. Death's terror is all around me. Trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove to fly away and be at rest. So I would escape far away and take refuge in the wilderness. Even my friend, in whom I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has turned against me. I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, Adonai, and from their plotting tongues. For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. Even my friend, the one I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has turned against me. This city is full of wickedness and evil. It is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts, but it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us. We walked together in harmony, in the house of God. Even my friend, the one I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has turned against me. As for me, I will cry to God, and Adonai will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon, I will cry and lament. Entrust your cares to Adonai, who will support you with strength and love. God will never allow the just to stumble. Adonai, I will trust in you. Even my friend, the one I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has turned against me. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since the law has only a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of them, it can never make perfect those who come to worship by the same sacrifices that they offer continually each year. Otherwise, would not the sacrifices have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, once cleansed, would no longer have had any consciousness of sins? But in those sacrifices, there is only a yearly remembrance of sins, for it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats take away sins. For this reason, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight in." Then I said, "As is written of me in the scroll of the book, behold, I come to do your will, O God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. He entered not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He has won for us an eternal redemption. Glory to the One, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. Jesus Christ crucified, to his people a scandal, to the Gentiles foolishness, but to those who are called, the power and wisdom of God. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next.
The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus Christ crucified, to his people a scandal, to the Gentiles foolishness, but to those who are called, the power and wisdom of God.
You shared your life, your love, your bread, and your dreams with Judas, while knowing he would betray you. Bless us with unconditional love for all people, including those who hurt or betray us. Your disciples followed a man carrying a water jar to the house where you would celebrate Passover. Bless all those who carry water, those who offer hospitality to others, and those who work to prepare for the feast. You celebrated Passover with your disciples, reliving the exodus of your people from slavery in Egypt. Bless our Jewish sisters and brothers who are celebrating Passover, and help us work together with Jews, Muslims, and Christians to end all forms of slavery and oppression. You invite any who wish to be your disciples to take up their cross and follow you. Lead us on the way that leads through dying to all that is untrue and unnecessary, to freedom and the fullness of life. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God of all compassion, you sent Jesus as an example of unselfish love, whose way of life would free us from sin, and whose way of dying would destroy the power of death. May our celebration of this Holy Week enable us to enter more deeply into the mystery of his suffering, death, and burial, so that we may more fully experience the new life and joy of his resurrection, both here on earth and in heaven, where you live and love one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of compassion bless and guide us as we follow Jesus on the way of the cross. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear Mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.